Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 14, verses 43 to 45. Judas. Now in verse 42, Jesus has given him his title, My Betrayer. Here comes my betrayer. And just as he was speaking, verse 43, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer, Judas, had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard. Going at once to Jesus, he kissed him. He said, Rabbi, and kissed him, and so on. Mark chapter 14, verse 43 and on. My betrayer. Now he was one of the 12. Verse 43, Judas, one of the 12. Remember that he was a disciple. One of the top table, if you like. One of the people who were most important. He was close to Christ. He was a preacher. He was gifted. He was acceptable. He was more than acceptable. He was one of the 12. He was promoted. He was in charge of the treasury. There was no suspicion about him. Verse 18, he was there at this Last Supper for a while. He wasn't rash like Peter. He wasn't a boaster. He was a run-of-the-mill apostle, if you can have such thing, and he was even better than that. But we read that he had left Christ and joined and gone over to his enemies, verse 43. He was the enemy. He had gone over to the other side. He was with a great multitude, it says. Verse 43, he appeared, and with him was a crowd, a multitude armed, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders and all these people were all with it and had joined in and sent this mob. Talk about Psalm 1, the seat of the scornful joining with the wicked. This man is in now with the world. I remember hearing a Christian man complain about his wife, and he said, she's more at home in the pub than she is with believers. That's where her friends dwell. I think it was John Newton wrote to him about believers, for there my friends and kindred dwell. Yeah, but Judas's friends now and kindred are the world, it is the world, and all connected with it. You'll notice that birds of a feather flock together once again, and here he was with them. He'd taken up arms against Christ. The crowd had come with their clubs and swords. Can you imagine it? Look at verse 43. The combination against Christ, a former disciple, a preacher, the religious leaders of the day, mob, clubs, religion, arms against Christ. It was ever thus. The Anabaptists suffered under it. The saints in the medieval churches, when they were being persecuted by Rome, they suffered for it. And it's gone on ever since, and it's going on now. Religion, politics, power, money, weaponry against Christ. And Judas was a ringleader. Verse 44. He'd arranged, he said, no, I'm going to do this, I'll do that, you do the other. He's organizing about, here he is, he who had eaten the meat, the bread with Jesus, now he is betraying him. He laid the plans, he'd given the instructions. He was the top dog. He was not just one of the boys, he was the boy. He was a traitor. He brought Christ to the height of suffering, with a kiss even. And he acknowledged it. He actually kissed the Savior. He demonstrated his hypocrisy in verse 45. Rabbi, he called him, giving him the name, repeating it, Rabbi, Rabbi. And he's a man indeed given to betraying Christ. What a warning. A secret betrayer, a closet backslider, a deceived man, a deceiver. All failed. All the disciples failed. But Judas more than failed. Yes. I was reading in Revelation chapter 21 in verse 8, if I can find it now. See what? There's a verse there that seems to speak upon it. And this is what I read. 21 verse 8 of Revelation. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Judas is among their number. Here he is, a betrayer, a deceiver. Oh, may God deliver us, brother and sister, from betraying Christ, being closet backsliders, deceived and deceivers. May we, however weak we are, stay close to our Saviour and ever be walking with him. Keep us faithful, Lord. Give us a heart that never wanders from the Saviour.